96 FM.
Something else coming out of City Hall is purple light. City Hall has the capacity to light up many different colours, but purple is not one I'd be able to off the top of my head say, ah, I know why it's purple. Julie Sweeney, why is it purple? Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you very much for having me on.
Delighted.
Cork City is one of three Cork landmarks lighting up this evening to celebrate or to create awareness for Developmental Language Disorder, DLD.
Okay. I've heard of that before. What's that again?
Okay, so DLD is a language disorder which affects children, you know, when they're trying to learn their own language. They have difficulty understanding what people say to them. They struggle to articulate their ideas and their feelings. And research actually shows, PJ, that around 1 in 14 children have DLD at some level. And that works out at about 2 in the average class of 28.
Wow.
It's more common than ASD, ADHD, you know, which are terms people might be more familiar with.
Mm.
But actually, DLD is about 10 times more common than ASD, but it is the most hidden common disorder affecting children in Ireland.
I suppose looking back, we know what it is now. We didn't know what it is in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, which is why certain kids got put to the back of the class and effectively looked at the ceiling for the year.
Yeah. And it's actually very, very common. Now, it doesn't just affect speech, because communication is such a vital part of, you know, our person. Children with DLD will have social emotional difficulties, they have mental health difficulties, they've, you know, kind of motor, sensory needs, socialization is a huge issue with them. Making friends in school is a huge problem. Isolation is quite common. So it impacts a child in absolutely every way.
This is personal to you, of course. Tell me about Connor. I think you might have been on with me before about Connor.
I was, thanks. Yeah. So Connor, I was on previously back in May. Connor has two speech disorders, I suppose, ongoing. Now, not everybody would have both, so they can have one or the other or both. So Connor would have verbal dyspraxia, which I spoke to you previously about, where he has difficulty actually making sounds, you know, moving his face and his tongue and so forth to make sounds.
Yeah.
So that's verbal dyspraxia. That affects around 1 in 1,000 children. DLD is far more common, and as I said, it's about 1 in 14. So Connor has a diagnosis of DLD as well. It's quite severe. He has to attend a language class to help him overcome his issues.
So, to putting it very simply, we're just talking about dogs. Like, Connor knows what a dog is, but he can't say the word dog. Is that it?
Yes, and I suppose if you asked Connor to identify, you know, various images on a page, and dog might be one of them or something, so he would know what he wants to say. But he just, by the time the word gets to him, it's a little bit slower. He's intellectually, he knows exactly what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that little bit slower to process the question.
The word is there, but the memory won't find it.
He has to find, exactly, yeah. He has to find the words that he wants to use. So just from, I suppose, in a kind of a day-to-day in the classroom, students would need that little bit longer to process a question, come up with the formulate the answer that they want to say, but in a busy classroom, that's very, very difficult.
Right.
You can imagine out in the playground with their friends, following a conversation is very difficult.
Yeah, so look at another word, apple. Like, Connor knows what an apple is, he knows the word apple, but unlike you or me who just find it in the memory bank every time we need to use it, he needs to go in there, look for it, and bring it out to his lips.
Yeah, yeah. So it's giving them the time, maybe sometimes, to come up with the answer. But children will require, you know, help and assistance to be able to come up with the strategies to do this quickly, in such a manner that they can participate effectively and efficiently in everyday life.
Okay. Listen, and today is the Awareness Day?
Today is the Awareness Day. So there's an international organisation called RADLD, Raising Awareness of DLD. This is their fourth year of having an international kind of awareness campaign. They're one of the main organisations to create awareness. And so Ireland has gotten involved. I got on board as a parent of a child with DLD. And we have over, I think, 35 light up landmarks events happening tonight. So there are three, as I mentioned, in Cork. But it'll be all over the country. Dublin have quite a number of them as well. They're in Donegal, they're in Wexford, they're in Kerry. So huge events for us. And we're just creating awareness for DLD. You know, a parent might be out there and they may say, yeah, that's my child.
Yeah.
They know what they want to say. They're just not able to say it quick enough.
That happened the last time you were on. We had a couple of calls like that.
Yes, and I suppose, you know, research has shown that it's so undiagnosed in school, and getting access to diagnosis within the HSE is very, very slow, as you know. And I heard a podcast, actually. Dr. Ciara O'Toole in UCC has done some fantastic podcasts. They're up on Spotify for anybody who'd want to listen to them. Just search the tag DLD. And in that, she did a podcast with Dr. Aoife Gallagher from UL. And Aoife mentioned in her podcast, the Irish Association of Speech Language Therapists would estimate that upwards of even half of the children with DLD are not plugged into services for SLT at the moment. And it's presenting in class then as emotional problems, behavioural issues, and, you know, the root cause is actually DLD, but children are not getting the support for the speech language end of things, and it's manifesting in other ways. So there's a parent out there and they think, this is my child, go online, look for the hashtag DLDCme, because it's such a hidden disorder. Our whole campaign this year is around visibility. So hashtag DLDCme is our tag for this year.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you. And our best to Connor. Thank you, Julie Sweeney. DLD Awareness Day. DLD Raise RADLD is their organization. And if you're on social, just search hashtag DLDCme. DLD, see me.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.